Calgary Flames Roundtable, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Country Hills. This hockey season, you can view over 70 vehicles in their warm showroom. Mercedes-Benz Country Hills, minutes from the airport.
Live from Winsport, Ryan Pinder, Pat Steinberg along with you. And now the radio voice of the Calgary Flames is Derek Wills to complete our daily Calgary Flames roundtable. Gentlemen, 5-2 was the final score last night for the Flames. They beat the New Jersey Devils. And Derek, considering what the kind of feel was around the team, considering what had been said by head coach Bill Peters, considering what we had seen and what we have seen all year to this point, how do you look at that game? How important was that game to be decisive, and would that be the most impressive effort for you all year long?
It was a really important game for me. I mean, Bill Peters was very pointed in his comments after the game on Tuesday against the Coyotes, which his team won 4-3 in overtime. He was very direct with his comments again at practice on Wednesday, and I wanted to see how the players would respond to what the head coach had to say publicly, and I'm guessing he had even more to say privately behind closed doors during a team meeting. So it was great to see the players respond the right way, and the three things that he wanted were for them to start on time, which they did, for them to be emotionally engaged, which they were, and for them to be physically engaged, which they were. So I think yesterday's game was a really important step forward. Love the defense core. Love the bottom six forwards from start to finish. And I think the top six guys got going in the second half of the game. And for once, David Rink didn't have to be the star of the show for the Flames to win.
I agree with that entirely. Yeah, I mean, it was a really sound win. I don't know where you would rank it against the game two of the year. I don't know where you'd put it against the Detroit team. I also don't know how good the Devils are, and that's a big part of the performance is the level of skill we're against. Their best players were not their best players last night. I thought Subban and Hall struggled mightily at different junctures. So the context of the performance is the most important. The coach essentially called out his club, and they responded big time.
For me, the thing that I liked was how against a team that, on paper, talent for talent, when you look at the two rosters, Flames are deeper, Flames have more talent, and they kind of went out and imposed that on the Devils, especially as the game went along. Second and third periods, I just didn't think it was close. The Flames had the balance of the scoring chances, and it was a significant edge Calgary's way. They had the puck way more, and even when they didn't have the puck, it's not like New Jersey was overly dangerous. They didn't give them much of anything on the power plays that New Jersey had. I just felt like it was the entire way through, I felt like Calgary was better, and as the game went along, I just felt like, oh, this is convincing. This is one team that is at one level and another team that on this night is at another level, and I think a big reason for that is because of how the Flames dictated and imposed. So that's why I think I came away from it as impressed as I was last night.
Yeah, Ryan makes a good point, though. You do have to take the opponent into consideration. I know a lot of people are saying it was their best game of the year, their most complete game of the season, and I think he was certainly one of the top three, but I think they've played some other good games. I think their 3-1 loss to the Sharks, believe it or not, was another pretty complete game where they could have won, probably should have won, and didn't get anything out of that game, and that was against a better team, and it was on the road. So I think last night's victory over the Devils, it was convincing, it was decisive, it was impressive, it was all of those things. But it was against a team that most people don't consider to be a playoff contender, and one that clearly didn't play as well last night as they had in their previous seven games when they went 4-1-2. So let's see if they can use that as a building block, and if they can have another solid performance, and they might need more than that tomorrow night, but if they can have another complete game tomorrow against the Blues and they find a way to win that one, then I think we're on to something.
With Derek Wills, the radio voice of the Calgary Flames, he's Ryan Pinder. My name is Pat Steinberg. This is our daily Calgary Flames roundtable. Gents, one of the things we talked a lot about coming into the season was Calgary's depth at forward and how that can be a real advantage for them and how much of an advantage it was for them last season. And for a good chunk of the first 19 games of the year, that depth at forward has not been an advantage. It has not been winning them games or giving them those matchup edges. It started to show in the last little while, though. What are we seeing from Calgary's bottom six to see that that depth advantage is all of a sudden becoming a thing.
Yeah, I think that was the best game for the bottom six this season, because when I look at guys individually, I think it was probably Derek Ryan's best game of the season. I think it was probably Mark Jankowski's best game of the season. I think it was probably Milan Lucic's best game of the season. And I think it was probably Tobias Reeder's best game of the season. So there's four of your bottom six forwards right there. And that's not to say that Alan Quine and Sam Bennett didn't have strong performances, but those other four guys, I thought, really stepped it up last night. So this is the advantage we thought the Flames would have on a lot of teams going into the season. That was their depth. And if they could get to their depth, that's where they were going to have an advantage on a lot of NHL teams. But because at times the bottom six has struggled, that's kind of how the season started. And then for a while, it's been the top six that's really been trying to find its way. We haven't really been able to really evaluate the Flames to see if they do actually have a huge advantage when it comes to depth. But last night, I didn't love the top six in the first half of the game, but I love the bottom six from start to finish. And then the top six got going, and I think we got a little glimpse of what the Flames can be and hopefully will be moving forward.
I'm with you. I thought Lucic was as good as he's looked in a while since that home game. It might have been Philly or Detroit where he...
Detroit.
Yeah, and that's good coming off a two-game. And maybe they should rest him a little, Pat. Coming off two games missed, let's get the load management chat going. I mean, it worked for Kawhi. It's a championship theory. Why not apply it here? He was really good. Jankowski, as good as we've seen in a while. Especially important given his struggles out of the gate. And you're right, like... And it almost leads me to believe that the Devils aren't that great, because the teams that you should be able to win when your bottom six outplays the other ones are the ones that aren't as deep. And I don't think the Devils have a bad bottom six, but it just seemed like when your role players can put you over, that might not be the best opponent you face. And we'll see what the Devils are, but that's a lot of good nights. Derek Ryan's goal, he played so well the second half of last year. He, Mangiapane, and Garnet Hathaway were just so consistent and superb. At creating offense in limited roles, and that looked more like the guy we saw in the second half of last season. It's not a lot unlike last year, where there really wasn't a ton offensively to speak of in the first half of the year for Ryan before he really got rolling and I think got to, what, 13 goals?
I think it's just, for me, it's simple. It's all of those guys that we're talking about are doing what they need to do, and that's just play simple hockey. Derek Ryan is a play-driving center, and he's been driving play from his position. When you take a look at the wingers that he's had, Bennett and Quine have worked well with him, and they've played in just simple straight lines. Jankowski's played the three best games in a row of his season. That's a really promising sign for him, and I like the way that's trending. Reeder has done nothing but really do his job, and he's, you know, is he going to give you a ton of offensive upside? No, probably not, but he has speed, and he uses that speed on the outside nicely. He uses it nicely on the penalty kill. I thought Lucic made an impact last night. So when you can have the bottom six all playing true to what they bring, then I think that you're in a nice spot if you're the Flames, and I think we've seen that fairly consistently over the last two or three games.
Yeah, I just liked that group from the get-go last night, and they really set the tone for me. Even when the Flames were down 1-0 and then 2-1, I didn't really get all that worried about how the game was going to go, because for me, they were the better of the two teams, and last night, they stuck with it. And at the end of the night, it paid off. They got 2 points, but you know, that group just went to work right from the drop of the puck, and they got pucks in deep, and they put pressure on the defensemen, and they got the cycle game going. And even when that didn't lead to offensive chances for the third or fourth line, what they did was set up the first and second lines, because you'd get the Devils out there and tired, and they'd ice the puck, and then you get an offensive zone faceoff, and it was just a beautiful thing to watch. And if the Flames get more of that from their bottom six, it's going to make things easier for the top six, and this is going to be an awfully tough team to beat.
Well, and let's go there. Let's finish it off with a thought on the opposition tomorrow. It's the Flames and the St. Louis Blues. Derek Wills, Ryan Pinder, Pat Steinberg, Daily Calgary Flames Roundtable. Blues have won 6 in a row. They're the defending Stanley Cup champions. They've been waiting. They had a full practice today. Is this Calgary's biggest test of the season tomorrow night?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, defending Stanley Cup champions, as you pointed out, a team that knows how to win. And I had a great chat with one of their assistant coaches, Steve Ott, today, and he said they had to learn how to win last season. I mean, we've all talked about how they were last overall on January 3rd, and, you know, they really had to overcome that adversity in the first half of the season by having a great second half of the season, and were playing their best hockey going into the playoffs, and they win four rounds, and they win their first Stanley Cup. It was an incredible Cinderella story. But he said they had to learn how to win again, and they've brought that to this season. He said they haven't been great every single night, but they know how to win now, and they know what the recipe for success is. So this is a Blues team that is a hybrid team. They can play with speed and skill, but they can play that big, heavy game as well. And I think that's one of the reasons why they were so good in the second half of the regular season, but were also able to change their game a little bit and play a different style in the Stanley Cup playoffs that allowed them to win it all. So I think it's going to be a great test for the Flames against the Blues team that comes in red hot, having won six straight. And again, this for me is a measuring stick game, guys. Not so much last night. I wanted to see how the Flames responded to what their head coach had to say. But I don't think you measure a Flames team that some consider to be a Stanley Cup contender against a Devils team that just picked first overall. But I do think you can measure them against the defending Stanley Cup champion Blues.
This is going to be a really good opportunity to see where you're at and to test these new pairs and to see if last night's game was beating up on a weaker opponent, a real good night where everything went your way, or if that's something that we can start to expect performance-wise, because they looked defensively stout and limited their opponent's chances, which is something they haven't done almost at all this year. I don't think it's the toughest spot on their calendar. Like, when I look at that five-game road trip, Pat, and they had to play their third game in 4 days in Washington, who I think is probably one of the best teams in the league, after playing in Columbus the day before on a trip that took 10 days and put them through Saskatchewan, Tennessee, North Carolina, Ohio. Like, that's probably a tougher spot in terms of, like, the outside factors. But, yeah, in terms of a one where you can really test these new lines and pairs, yeah. I think it's a really big spot to make a statement if you want to. Vegas has them favored, by the way. So whatever they're thinking, they like the Flames.
Well, and it's funny you use the term measuring stick, Derek, and I think that's the best way to look at this, because I like the way it shapes up. The Flames come in off of one of their best performances of the season. They're back at home in the middle of a homestand. They're not getting the Blues on the second half of back-to-back. They're not getting St. Louis in a situation where they're, you know, all that tired. They have themselves a practice today, and they'll be ready to go tomorrow for a late game. Like, I like the way that this sets up, because I think it gives us the opportunity for both teams and puts both teams in the best spot, or a pretty decent spot, to be able to bring their best. And if both these teams bring it tomorrow, I really want to see where the Flames shape up. I want to see how close this game is, because I think if the Flames bring it tomorrow and play the way that they're capable of playing, this is a pretty hard-fought and entertaining close hockey game.
Oh, I'm with you. I think if the Flames are at their best, they have as good a chance to win the game as the Blues do. I really believe that. I also think Ryan makes an excellent point. Is it the toughest spot on their schedule to this point in the season? I would say no. I think Ryan's right. That game against the Capitals, being a back-to-back, being the third game in four nights, fifth game in nine nights, end of a long road trip against a team that might be the best in the Eastern Conference, if not all the National Hockey League this season, that was the toughest spot for the Flames to this point in the season. But, you know, tomorrow's just it's a great game to kind of see where you're at. You're trying to get back on track and find your A game and play 60 minutes on a regular basis. And the Flames think they're heading in that direction. And I think we're really going to find out tomorrow night against the Blues.
See you tomorrow, Willsie. Thank you.
Okay, I just want to say thank you to all of the people who have and who do serve this country. I know we're not going to be on the air for Hits on Monday. It's Remembrance Day. So just a tip of the cap to all those great men and women who have and serve our country. And thank you.
Well said. Talk to you tomorrow, pal.